Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Football and Fun Friday, as you can tell by the crosstalk. Mm-hmm. Again, brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing. All right, let's get going on this Football Friday. You know the deal. That's John Lopez over there. Very, very much just basking in the fact that he owns a lot of things that
I'm not basking. Trust me.
No,
I'm
it
not
sounds
basking.
Like you are. It does indeed. You were very proud to let it be known that you can make your own sausage at the house.
It's the best way.
I don't agree with that, but you know what? I don't have time to argue that. I'm Reginald Atatula. Figgy Fig on the ones and twos with the hair down on a Friday. That's how you know we're ready to have
it's
fun
a
with
Friday
this. Yeah,
now.
Man, go ahead and stretch
it's
out.
It's a Friday now.
Let's have fun with
Look
this.
Look out, Cardinals.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's have a lot of fun here. You also get involved on the Football Friday Fun. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Go ahead and do that for me right now. Whatever you want. Just send in a message so I know that you're there. It's calming for me.
He's not a happy person. He needs it.
I've said it multiple times. But I am happy about the Moak Harem Injury Lawyers and them giving us the live streams. On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610 and the Twitch chat 610 Houston, John Lopez, were you as fascinated as I was listening to Nick Haley talk this week? I feel like this is actually an every week occurrence.
Yes, it is.
And sometimes it's a morbid curiosity, mm-hmm. to be entirely honest. It doesn't always come from the best place if I'm going to be real.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is of great importance and intrigue to me, especially as we get further along in this process with these Houston Texans, and it feels more and more like this defense can hold it down to the degree of a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You wonder, what is the other side of the coin going to do? And so we keep looking at the offense, and namely, we keep looking at Nick Haley.
Yeah, here we are, second week of December, and we're still talking about playing cleaner, getting to the line faster, the offense clicking. And I guess I'm kind of complaining. I don't mean to complain. I think where I landed on this is...
bleep it, let's complain.
Yeah, let's go ahead and complain. But I think where I landed on this, and I don't know where you are, is, all right, we know it's been forever. You know, it's December. If you can't get it going this week, can you get it going? Will you ever be able to get it going?
713-572-4610. It feels like the mm-hmm. answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the weird thing is as I'm gearing up for this week, one of the things I like doing is I like checking in with, you know, some other national folks that cover football, especially the dorks that really cover it in a way that speaks to me, one mm-hmm. of those being, or two of those rather, being Mina Kimes Ben Solak, they were talking about this game. And they both seemed to be like, yeah, the Cardinals actually defensively in the past game, like, you know, not as bad as you would think. And I keep going, I'm looking at all these underlying metrics, and I'm like, I didn't feel like that's the case.
No, it's not the case.
Maybe I misheard them and misunderstood them. And so it feels like this should be an opportunity to be a little bit of a get right, especially coming off of the heels of you seeing a few flashes is the way that I'll describe it with this offense. Obviously, running the football was, two and a half yards per carry?
2.6.
Yeah. That was not particularly what you wanted, but it served its purpose, I guess, especially in the waning moments as you're able to just kind of battering ram your way through the end of it. But the pass game showed some flashes, right? Making some plays off schedule, seeing the continued development of Jaden Higgins as a foil to Nico Collins. You wonder, and can you push that forward, especially against a defense like the Cardinals that isn't great? They have their things, right? It's an NFL team. They have their things, especially when they start dialing up disguised blitzes and things of that nature. But it feels like this should be the time where you come out and put it on the table. And if you don't do it here, I don't know. I mean, like, the Raiders feels like part two.
Yeah.
You have the Chargers headed up, and that's a team that actually is clearly better than this Cardinals team, even if you go, I don't know exactly what team shows up on any given occasion, or I don't know how great they are. And then the Colts, like, we know that that's a team that's admirable, if not necessarily, you know, set up for super success right now. Yeah, I don't know what the better occasion is for you to put your best foot forward than this week versus the Arizona Cardinals at home.
Yeah, and that's why, look, they like the Texans like to run the ball, and they want to make sure that C.J. Stroud stays upright. Well, the Cardinals gave up 249 yards last week, rushing. 6.9 yards per carry. 6.9 yards. I mean, come on.
Nice. That is indeed nice.
If you can't establish the run against the Cardinals, and oh, by the way, you talk about dialing up blitzes. The Cardinals rank 28th in scoring defense and have just 24 sacks for the season, for the year. I think that's seventh or eighth worst. So what I'm saying is, if you can't do it now, are we going to be in like, well, let's go defense?
That, I mean, yes. Yeah. Yes, you will, I think. And we've heard enough, and we've heard it a lot, the idea of, well, we've got to, you know, carry our own weight, in essence.
Yeah.
This is the moment for you to prove that you can. And I see you on the text line immediately jumping up, 281 and 832, to the same idea. 832 says, don't jinx us with the get-right nonsense from the 281. The overconfidence is completely unwarranted. Well, to the idea of jinx, I am amazed that you think I have that kind of power.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, if I had that kind of power, I'd have a lot more money in my pocket right now.
And are we overconfident? We're asking the question.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think that this is the antithesis of overconfidence. This is like, hey, man, if not now, when? Because there's been a lot of instances where we look at this offense and we go, all right, can we see something? And to the large degree, we haven't been able to see a lot, right? Mm-hmm. They've been able to do just enough in some of these instances. And it's like, can you be average, or can you even show us a little bit above average in a circumstance that might be situated for you to do it? That is the question that we're asking. And I don't think we're asking it in a definitive way either. I don't know that we're asking it in such a way where we go, yes, the answer is definitely yes. The answer is, I don't know, let's see. Yeah.
And I guess let's hear from Kaylee, because I guess when I listen to him speaking, you're hopeful. But it's just, how many times have we heard this?
Yeah, I think playing clean football consistently, eliminating pre-snap issues. Like, we have to rid ourselves of that. And you can't, again, we've had too many of them happen for too many weeks now. We got to clean that stuff up to give ourselves a chance to really, you know, stay on schedule, play well. And I think, you know, still want to continue to move the needle in the red area for sure. Same thing on third downs. Short yardage has been a point of emphasis. So those things, I think, across the board, want to improve on everything. But I think first and foremost, you know, not beating ourselves, especially prior to the ball being snapped.
That
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You want to know what the question was that? Was there? What do you feel like your offense still needs to unlock? Which is somewhat an aspirational question, yes. Right? Like, and I get it, Nick Haley especially, but I think coaches in general tend to be, you know, very locked in on where they are mm-hmm. and what the game plan is for a given week. In fact, Frank Ross was talking about that, and he kind of a little bit disparagingly for himself was like, look, my brain ain't big enough to be able to worry about anything other than this week, which yeah. I found to be charming, as Frank Ross typically is. And so that might be the factor here, but the idea that he jumps in and he's like, what do you need to unlock? Just being all right, just being yeah. clean, yeah. just getting done what we can get done, right? Focusing mm-hmm. on the things that we can impact. Mm-hmm. And maybe, like, there was two parts of me. One of those was like, hey, we can't dream bigger, but also second part was like, yeah.
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 If you can unlock that, can you just find a way to be normal, right? It's can you just 15. Find a way to be okay?
It's week 15. So, you know, getting it done now. And I'm not saying, you know, we saw some stuff. You touched on it earlier. We've seen a few things better. We've talked about them this week. Obviously, there's hope in how C.J. Stroud is you know, sort of embracing the offense. But again, you're facing a defense that lets you run all over them and really doesn't pressure the quarterback a lot outside of a couple of blitzes.
Especially when you want to be a running team. Well, yeah. And the only thing about it is you mentioned this from the perspective of last week, and I don't know if we can do the – just be like the Los Angeles Rams, man. Like, well, I don't know if we could do that. That is a very good running team as well mm-hmm. as just one of, if not the best teams in the NFL right now.
That's true, but they also are on a 5-game losing streak in which they're averaging.
Who, the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're averaging giving up more than 35 points a game. That's not just the Rams.
No, you are.
They're giving up
that.
35 points a game over the last 5 weeks. So then Kaylee was asked about, you know, how you prepare for, you know, getting this thing right.
I mean, you know, we want to run the football better. I think, you know, getting back on track. And I felt like in the third quarter, we just couldn't really get out of our own way to start the drives. And, you know, certainly we got to do a better job. I got to do a better job, coaches, players, everybody. But we just could never get going. I mean, the three and outs are, you know, we don't want that. So starting better on first and second down, which we did not do. We did that in the first half. And we were able to move the ball and keep it going. But in the third quarter, it was certainly a lull. And drive starters, positive plays, you know, fundamentals, playing with good fundamentals so we don't have any negative runs or anything like that, good pass protection, all those things really boils down to fundamentals. But getting off to the right start each drive is imperative for our success, for sure.
It's just fundamental football mm-hmm, stuff mm-hmm. in week 15 of the National Football League yeah, season, right? Yeah. That is where exactly I come back to the idea that, hey, there's not confidence. We still got the coaches talking mm-hmm. about fundamental things to get this thing to the place. So, yeah, especially also in a game where, with all due respect to the Cardinals again, mm-hmm. I think your defense is going to give you even more ample opportunities. Like, this isn't yes. the same. This isn't the same circumstance that you're talking about with, like, the magician that is Patrick Mahomes, even though you were able to really limit him, mm-hmm. he still ran for 60 yards and was able to pick up some first downs at times. I do wonder if the Cardinals are going to be able to, like, I feel like they're going to have some three and outs or some instances where the ball is turned over quickly
right.
back to the offense. So I feel like you're going to have opportunities ahead of you. Like, you're going to have shots and chances to go at this defense that, as you rightfully noted, is not great at stopping the football, that's allowed a lot of offense. if not this week, when is the question that we're ultimately asking. And it feels like never, right? Like this,
yeah.
You got the remainder of the season, which isn't the like most difficult, but you've got the remainder of the season. Then you're playing big boy playoff football, man. Mm-hmm. So you got to, it's got to show up here. You've got to be able to execute well. Like, I don't even know what you'd be particularly afraid of in this instance. But also, to be fair, I think that this would be an interesting challenge for you to see. Can you, are you going to be good at getting up to the line? CJ Stroud in particular, getting up to mm-hmm. the line and diagnosing what that defense is bringing, especially if they're doing sim blitzes or trying to disguise what they're doing. This is a game where we need to focus on making sure that we get that right, because if you don't get it right here, you've got games down the stretch that are going to make it so that that gets tough.
And you hit on the thing that I think is going to be very important to watch. How many possessions does the offense get? Because I think you're right. You can talk about the magic of Patrick Mahomes. There's been magic of Jacoby Brissett against this organization over the years. I don't think that's the case, Sunday. But
knock on wood. Do I need to knock on wood?
Okay. I think you're going to have a lot of three and outs forced by the Texans defense, which means 9, 10, 11 possessions. This isn't going to be one of those where you only get a handful here and there to try to make the most of it. You're going to get your chances. And if it doesn't work, then we're talking about how this team moves forward beyond the regular season. And with this offense, if you're in week 15 and you can't improve it, then the hopes for the postseason have to be minimized.
Yeah. Even though we're looking at a defense that we think could be a carrying type defense. Yeah. We've talked about it a lot, right? The idea of the offense got to add in something. Mm-hmm. And this is a day where if you can't add in here, then I'm going to be pretty disappointed in what they have there. Will they be able to do it? Let's find out. Sunday, noon, right here. You'll hear this on Sports Radio 610. 9 a.m. is when things get started with Sean and Seth as a Texas Countdown will get you ready for the action here at NRG Stadium. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, getting going on a football Friday, but there was actually some basketball. First time in a long time for your Rockets at Toyota Center, and the end of this game was an absolute mess. Was it an encouraging win? Let's talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.